This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko with our internet marketing news update. Wistia have just announced free video hosting. So if you wanted to try it out, then check it out. I love Wistia for videos because they stream fast. They're so easy to upload. It encodes and plays on any device and it embeds everywhere. So from one place, I get maximum control, highest quality, and now it's free. So you really have no excuse not to try it out. The best thing of all is the amazing tracking analytics. You can see where people drop off your videos so that you can actually re-upload a more optimized video, and that alone makes it far more valuable than a service like YouTube for my money. Let's talk about caching and blogs. When you're using a reseller account for someone like HostGator and you have a powerful blog, eventually they're going to tell you that you're using up too much bandwidth or you're using up too much resource on the server, and they're going to insist that you install caching. One of the caches that you might install is called W3 Total Cache. Now, what you might find is it's a little bit confusing using these caching things. Sometimes the scripts are a little bit buggy. Sometimes it can be complicated to set up. Sometimes it can affect what people are seeing on your site. I don't love caching things. I certainly like to put all my media on somewhere like Amazon S3 or off-site like Wistia or YouTube. But what you might want to do as an interim measure, and I certainly do this for my most powerful sites, is I just get a dedicated server. Then I'm the only one on there. The resources I'm using are nowhere near the capacity of that high quality server, and it loads much faster for my customers. So use S3 for your external media, get yourself a decent server, and if you have to install plugins and caches, make sure you get the right setup, because if you don't, it's going to be a bit janky for you and for your users. Some people ask me, what do I do to promote my blog posts? And this is a great question. Rather than spend all my effort just creating content and putting on my blog, that's like the starting point. You know, shouldn't leave it there, you should actually maximize it. I would rather make 5 good pieces of content and promote them properly than to make 10 pieces of content and not promote them. Some of the things I do after I post a video are I make sure I post it to my Facebook wall. I will usually make a press release for my post. I will announce it with a bookmark. And certainly our RSS feed for the blog has been submitted to RSS syndication services like Feedage. Now, there are other things that I do, and one of the most powerful things, of course, is to email my customer list, which I've built up to be a targeted, segmented, quality list of people who want to hear from me. I literally ask them, would you like to get news updates? And they sign on for that. Now, if you want to find the whole scoop, I suggest you go and have a look at Authority Leverage. It's a simple mind map and some basic training on what I do to leverage my posts after I post them. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Let's talk about pricing, and there's a fundamental rule of pricing that I think you should understand. Certainly it's unwise to pay too little, so it is a race to the bottom when you try and be the cheapest in the market. You're actually commoditizing yourself, and making price the comparison point is a bad idea. You can never really win in the long term. Unless your business model is huge market share, it's a recipe for failure. The only thing you need to consider is that you are solving a problem. Therefore, the value of what you're selling has to be higher than the amount you're asking. And that's it. So set up an infrastructure, set up the framework to help people understand why your solution is more valuable to them than not having it. So they will pay the money and get a multiplied result for the money that they invest in solving the problem. And that is the main thing you need to remember with pricing. Be confident, solve problems, give great solutions, and you'll be just fine. Members of Fastweb Formula can join the Conversion Live training that's coming up. I suggest you subscribe to that free training if you're inside Fastweb Formula. Come along and understand some of the processes involved in identifying where is the good traffic that's coming to your business, how can you get more of that, and how can you stop wasting money on traffic that never converts into anything. I'm going to show you some fundamental conversion metrics, some of the things that I look for in my business, a way that you can create trackable links for your own products, and a way that you can just quickly look up what's happening. I'm really looking forward to that training. So members of Fastweb Formula, please join up for that. If you're not a member of Fastweb Formula, now is a great time to join the other 303 members who are posting away, sharing great valuable insights and getting tremendous value inside this new community. I look forward to catching up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.